Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Oh, bun ready.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, we are back. I don't know if anybody was streaming the internet stream just now, but once again, the primary microphone was unmuted. There was some other work going on in this particular studio, and I was, well, later than I normally am getting to this particular studio today, and so my normal pre-show was rushed. My checks, if you will, my pre-flight. Stuff, the steps that I go through to make sure.
And hopefully this segment's actually going out on broadcast.
Well, I checked that, of course, because that's still a fresh wound from last week when there was some sort of technical thing where, like, it said we were connected, but indeed we were not, at least for the first segment. So it is Free Talk Live. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. The phones are open. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Captain's Log, Stardate 08142022. The Sunday Night Edition. In the studio, it's myself, your host, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will. Joining me,
it's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
And, well, we're going to have some fun, as we normally do here on Sundays.
I'm excited.
My job.
We try to, we talk about serious stuff, don't get me wrong, but this particular crew, we bring a little different element than, say, the other 6 days of the week.
I'm fully capable of doing the serious commentary that goes on the other 6 days.
As we all are.
Right.
But why would we?
But why wouldn't?
But
we got 6 days of that already.
It's Sunday gun day, some people would say. Yeah. Sunday fun day, other people would say. You know, so we try to inject a little bit more, I don't know, lightness, humor,
levity.
If you will. Levity. Yeah, that's a good word. I like that. Yeah. Levity. It reminds me of, who's the, remember the dumbest thing? You remember the People's Court? The original Judge Wapner?
Okay.
Yeah. They had a lawyer they'd always thank at the end. It was like Doug Llewellyn or something, I think.
I have no idea.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
I was too young for the Wapner era, for the most part.
Yeah, but there was reruns, man. It's like saying you were too young for Gilligan's Island. You still saw all of them, though.
I maybe saw all of them. But for me, it was the Judge Judy era.
Oh, yeah, Judge Judy.
Yeah.
No, I was definitely of the Judge Wapner era before the Judge Judy, although they were equally entertaining for what they were. I always thought it was interesting that they would go and get actual people who were filing, like, small claims cases and be like, hey, sign all this to have your thing absolved from the court and go through this television process instead.
Right.
Where they would, like, get some sort of...
I didn't know that's how they did that.
Yeah, they would get some sort of a stipend even if they lost, right? So they'd give them, like, $1,000 or something. I don't know what the... I'm just pulling that out of my butt. I don't know what the actual amount was. But even if you lost, you got some sort of a thing, but you still had to obey the judgment. At least that was part of the thing. And I'm thinking to myself about this now, just now, because you brought it up, or we brought it up somehow, that, like, there's your answer to, like, publicly or private courts.
Yeah.
Right? You just sign an agreement.
Courts?
Yeah, you just sign an agreement that says, hey, yeah, I'll, you know, appear on this stream or this show or with this person who's known, well known as a fair person, a fair judge, and, you know, et cetera.
A lot of contracts already have that written in. Some,
well, for arbitration. Yeah.
Arbitration. It's the same thing.
Yeah, if you sign, like, an employment contract with anybody, even if it's an at-will state, all of the NDAs and all of your pre-employment paperwork before you actually start getting a paycheck will actually say a whole bunch of stuff about arbitration, because they don't want to go through court either.
Right.
Because we all know that courts are a mess. But it just occurs to me that the free market invention for court replacement has been invented and has been on television for decades now, and it's these courtroom procedurals like Judge Judy and Judge Wapner, at least for, things like, I don't know, you know, basic theft, you know.
The problem comes in, I don't want to call it a problem, but it's a problem. The problem comes into enforcement of the judgment for a non-willing loser, right? Like, the state has a mechanism for that with the garnishments or the, you know, warrants for your arrest and the violence that comes through. But, okay, so you get a small claims judgment through arbitration and you go like, all right, I'm just not going to pay. Right? Then what?
We're going to tell everybody.
Well, then you are prohibited from using that particular system for your benefit when it comes time for you to file a claim against.
Is that the only? But that's
one of the things.
Okay, but that doesn't make the actual victim whole.
No, you're right. It doesn't.
Yeah,
it creates no justice.
It creates no justice.
No, but what it does is it tarnishes the reputation of the person who does not abide by the voluntary agreement.
Yeah, and the more I think about it, the less I care so much about the reputation thing. Because moving is so easy, and the world is so big, that you're not going to carry that reputation very far.
I beg to differ. I believe it will be a central component of humanity going forward.
Well, you know,
in the
absence
of the state. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like your Facebook page or your, you know, whatever. I'm not saying that, you know, we're going to have social media apps that, you know, are your reputation, but it's not going to be very difficult for somebody to investigate your reputation, find out if you're. And in fact, let's just say it was you and I that were having a dispute, and we agreed to go to this free market court that resembles Judge Wapner in some way. And I knew in advance, before we even agreed, like, let's say the option was in front of us, and I, you know, did my research, or my representative, pseudo-attorney, whatever you want to call this person, did the research, and they went, you know, this Richie Rich guy has agreed to go to these things and has not once abided by the decision. You know, I might take that into account for, you know, with my filing. Do I actually want to, you know, go forward with this type of an agreement with you as a defendant based on your reputation for not fulfilling these things? And I might ask my judicial service provider, my JSP, for a different solution, for a creative solution.
Okay.
So.
And then I moved to Nebraska. And they're linked?
I mean, why wouldn't they?
Because there's no reason to be.
Well, I mean, you're assuming that these things are state-based, are geography-based around the imaginary borders of, you know, New Hampshire and or Nebraska.
I'm saying the further away you get from the source, the more likelihood is the destination does not care about the reputation of the source violator.
I don't know. I think in some cases, people just have to take the L. You know, you have to take the loss. Hopefully, someone will be honest enough to pay up whatever they're owed. If not, you know, I'm hoping that we can create a society that is more based in trust and honesty.
Yeah, okay.
And let's say that it is completely linked, right? Like, not just the state of Nebraska, but the geographic designation commonly referred to as Nebraska.
Sure.
Right? And that, like, that's linked to New Hampshire and to Texas and to whatever. And then I go, like, how is that any different from the Chinese communist social credit system that follows people everywhere? Because that's linked everywhere.
Well, so the difference is it's voluntary versus mandatory, right? Forced versus non-obligatory. So you don't have to participate, like you're saying.
Yeah.
You don't have to participate. And in fact, I would probably proceed with whatever the procedure is. And I would also, I would find it necessary for, if you and I had some sort of a dispute and we agreed to this thing and you had a reputation of not following through, I would think that in the agreement, it would require you to, before the agreement is signed, sealed, and delivered between both parties, before the actual case can be presented, that it would require not only you, but also me, to put some form of, you know, valuable into something like an escrow, like cryptocurrency into an escrow, so that it could be, at least the financial component could be enforceable. Yeah. You have to put some skin in the game before you sign the agreement, so to speak, before the
and that might be
procedure
the
can take
that
place.
That could be the solution to the default. But like I said, if I move far enough away, right? Like, my reputation doesn't follow. They have never heard of Richie Rich from New Hampshire.
I mean,
or from the geographic designation.
I mean, how do you know that, right? You already are on social media. right? And it wouldn't be very difficult for a private investigator to make some calls to New Hampshire and be like, hey, what's Richie Rich's reputation like?
Now you're talking about like a private investigator for some sort of, you know, now you're hiring a separate entity.
I'm just saying, like, all of these things are possible. There's all sorts of possibilities.
Still better than the state.
And what I'm suggesting, it is so unlikely that anyone's going to go through that much trouble that your reputation doesn't matter all that much if you get far enough away.
Just like a credit score, though, that follows you wherever you go. 603-283-6160. Will your reputation follow you? This is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
We are indeed. It is Free Talk Live. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in and listening to our program. We're on somewhere near 200 radio stations. We're also on the internet over at freetalklive.com. You can stream us over at lrn.fm. You can find us on Float. I believe Studio 8424 is rebroadcasting over on Float as well, which is a very interesting social media network. They are censorship-free, and so it's a little like Twitter. It's a little like Facebook. It's, you know, they've got some different flavors over there, but FLOTE.app is their website, float.app.
You said PB.
I did. We're so 12. The telephone number here, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls momentarily in the studio. Tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
We were talking about, we just sort of started talking and sort of the People's Court came up, the Judge Wapner series and Judge Judy and all that kind of thing. And then we were like, wait a minute. What if this is the free market solution where people agree to have, you know, this show, podcast or whatever? It could be a number of things. It could be a television show. It could be a bunch of shows. It could be podcasts. It could be, you know, other service providers, other people who do arbitration. What if this is sort of a solution? And we talked about that a little bit. And
we started with the Sunday show having way more levity and then got way too serious. Right after saying that.
I always thought it would be more funny if Judge Wapner's first name was Harry.
Harry Wapner?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I thought that would be funny.
That's pretty funny, yeah.
You know, there was a meteorologist, not a meteorologist, but a meteorologist, I think, in the Seattle area.
Important distinction.
Yeah, I think when I lived there, and his name was Harry Wapler.
Okay,
and
pretty
I thought
close.
That was hilarious. I'm like, and like his dad named him, like his dad was also a meteor. I don't remember his dad's name. It wasn't nearly as funny. But his dad named his kid Harry Wapler. And I was like, okay, it's your kid. You want to screw him up, you go right ahead. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got El Conejo calling from Nevada. El Conejo, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey guys.
Hey.
What you're basically talking about is polycentric law, and mm-hmm. there's a lot of historical precedent for that, hundreds of years in, I think, Ireland or Scotland.
Oh, are you talking about where, like, the Irish had the Tuatha, or I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but they would basically find, you know, a wise man within their group and, you know, get agreement from whoever had the dispute to arbitrate that?
Yeah. There's also a modern effort to come up with basically a law book. It's called ULEX, U-L-E-X, and it's basically all the different codes from around the world, like English common law.
The Code of Hammurabi.
Yeah, it basically takes international law, it takes corporate law, it puts it into an open source format, so you could actually pick and choose which laws you want to adhere to. And if you meet someone, you can see, like, where the discrepancies are as far as what you agree to in person, like a real social contract that, like, oh, this person doesn't believe that murder is wrong, so I'm not going to do business with him.
Or just kill him, and then the problem is solved. You prevent further murders.
You got to go straight to the killer, don't you?
It's within his code of ethics, is all I'm saying.
Well,
if it's within his code of ethics.
Go ahead, El Conejo.
Self-defense, you just kill him. Kill him back.
So what you're talking about, El Conejo, is a concept that I've heard of before where, like, a nation can be effectively reduced to an individual simply selecting different items from, you know, a buffet menu of legal precedent. So, for example, like you're saying, you know, I think it's wrong to murder. Okay, so I'm selecting, you know, this particular item from the McMenu, and that's going to be part of my personal virtual nation, the kick-ass nation, if you will. And then if other people find my nation and they go, hey, that's pretty cool. The captain went through all this effort, put this together, and I think I like most of that. And then they roll with it for a while. They're part of the kick-ass nation, and eventually they're like, you know what? I like everything except for, like, these five things that he has in there. I like this thing from, you know, the Richie Nation, this thing from the El Caneo Nation, this thing from the Nikki Nation. I'm going to borrow those and incorporate them, and now I've become the John Doe Nation. And then you make your own nation of one, and you have your own governance systems. You have your own voluntary, we'll call it taxation. I call it donation in this particular version of what we're talking about. And what you do is you literally transform government services into governance services, whom then must compete with each other for the best price and the greatest level of service.
Right. And then as far as enforcement goes and arbitration, you could require bonds. So in this day and age, you could even make them anonymous reputation systems where, like, let's say you post part, let's say you save some of your money in Monero, the leading privacy crypto,
mm-hmm.
you could post a bond against your savings in a smart contract. So if you do violate a contract, you go into arbitration. And the ULEC system suggests an arbitration system where one party selects arbitrator ahead of time, another party selects arbitrator ahead of time, and when there's a dispute, those two arbitrators pick a third as a tiebreaker. So you go into arbitration. If you're ruled against, they basically take your bond and make the other person whole. And then there's also insurance. So let's say you don't have enough money into your savings to cover whatever contract you're trying to do because you're investing, trying to build a capital-intensive business or something, and there's lenders.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what insurance is for. Assurance companies they specialize in assessing risk and your kind of future earning potential and all that good stuff. So, I mean, there's all these solutions that are free market. And then if you are agreeing to contracts, like let's say you're renting to someone, you pull up your profiles and it tells you which items that are relevant to your rental contract that are no-goes, they're deal breakers. Oh, this person doesn't have any, or this person has one or two. They can sign that, like, in this one instance, I'll agree to this term. And then if they break the contract or destroy your property or whatever, both your contracts could have in it where you subscribe to the arbitration service, but you also subscribe to enforcement. So you're voluntarily saying, if I am ruled against and I don't make good on my promises or whatever, I do something egregious where there's injury, not necessarily just property harm where I need to use my bond, then I agree that the enforcement bounty hunters essentially can come.
My dog, the bounty hunter, is going to come after you.
The Pinkertons are going to go from Nebraska or New Hampshire to Nebraska to come and get me.
So this can all be voluntary, even the enforcement. No one wants to be arrested, but if you agree to it ahead of time, that's voluntary. That's contracting.
I like it.
I'm not saying it can't be done, right? I'm saying it's unlikely to be effective.
I mean, 100% of the time, sure. But, I mean, something like that, particularly if it's voluntary, I mean, seems like if it's all spelled out and paid for and, you know, you subscribe to the service, why wouldn't it work? Because the loser's going to... Go ahead, Uncle.
Smart contract, sell 411, and I think it can happen.
Hey, thanks for the call, Kanea. We appreciate it. That's very interesting stuff. I am going to look more into ULEX and polycentric law in my spare time. 603-283-6160. Coming up, I want to talk about Demolition Man as prophecy. This.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The man accused of stabbing novelist Salman Rushdie at a lecture series in southwestern New York was charged with attempted murder and assault, authorities said Saturday. Hadi Matar from Fairview, New Jersey, jumped onto the stage at the Chautauqua Institution on Friday and attacked Mr. Rushdie moments after the author was introduced to the audience. Mr. Matar, 24, pled not guilty to second-degree attempted murder and is being held without bail. A fundraiser for the families of 10 people killed in a house fire in Pennsylvania is now a mass casualty scene.
Tragedy at a local fundraiser aimed at helping family members of another horrible tragedy. A car plowed into a crowd in Berwick this evening, resulting in mass casualties. A crowd that had gathered to support victims of last week's fire in Nescopeck, which killed 10 people.
This is USA Radio News. The House Democrats' top investigators on Saturday asked the director of National Intelligence to conduct a review and damage assessment of the boxes of highly classified information seized by the FBI this week from former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. The letter was sent to National Intelligence Director April Haynes by House Oversight Chairwoman Carolyn B. Maloney, Democrat from New York, and House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence Chairman Adam B. Schiff, Democrat of California, and cites the search warrant cataloging the classified documents of various levels of sensitivity found at Mar-a-Lago. The Southern Baptist Convention, the second largest faith group in the country, said Friday that the Justice Department is investigating multiple arms of the denomination following an internal report that showed mishandling of sexual abuse cases. The report concluded the sex abuse survivors were often ignored, minimized, and even vilified. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Shifted at just the right time.
I was running out of breath, too. Okay. Like I'm a little out of... I don't do a lot of singing, and so I'm out of practice with, like, the breathe with your diaphragm. And
okay.
Like,
you didn't
exhaling
warm up?
I did not, no.
Nikki did.
I did.
I sang for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I've been singing in the car.
You are a dedicated individual.
Curating my wedding playlist, I had to.
Ooh. I have to ask. Will there be Led Zeppelin?
No.
Nice.
It's disco.
I'm far more likely to attend. Nah.
It's disco themed.
Although I could see, somebody like, trying to, get under the captain's skin, like, I don't know, hey, I got you a new t-shirt, dude. Hands me a Led Zeppelin right. T-shirt or something like that. That'd be fun.
Play Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin supergroup voted by British people. Some years ago.
Yeah.
I mean,
like they matter.
I like Led Zeppelin. I have a Led Zeppelin tattoo on my arm.
You do?
So
it's true.
I do.
I've seen it.
And they're not going to be at the wedding?
They're playing live at the wedding.
Oh, okay. You heard it here first.
It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. We've got some open phone lines. We've got some callers on hold. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
Let's go to more of your calls because Mr. James in Michigan had something to say. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, in your previous conversation, you were talking about how to enforce the reputation.
Yes.
And we kind of already have a system like that. It's basically your FICO score. It's a private company that keeps your score, and private banks decide whether or not to do business with you based on it.
I'm not familiar with the interworkings of the FICO score. Is FICO different from your credit score?
No, it's your credit score, basically, is what I'm talking about.
Okay. All
okay.
Right.
So how many contracts do you enter into on a daily basis where they run your credit score to see if they're willing to do business with you?
Well,
I mean, daily basis, like,
that affects your credit score.
Yeah, like zero, right? I mean, the only thing I've needed a good credit score for is to get a loan.
Right.
Right. So either for property or for like a vehicle.
Right.
Those types of things. Other than that, my FICO score has had little to no impact on my life.
So go ahead.
I was just going to say, so instead of a credit score, it's a social credit score. Is that what you'd be referring to?
I basically, it would be a private score that, say, I wanted to do business with you. I'd be like, I got to look up your score and see what it is before I do business with you.
Sure.
But people don't look up the credit score now to see if you're financially viable to do business.
Well, not even just that.
If they care about their shareholders.
You're talking about like cars and real estate, and that's about it.
Up for interpretation, too, as far as the social things go. So if you're a credible, honest person.
I'll give you a practical example. Signing a lease agreement for an apartment.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of landlords, like some landlords, don't care. They want to see a pay stub, and they want to see first and last, and then they'll sign a lease to the other landlords. They want your social security number. They're going to have you pay $50 or $100 up front, whatever it is, for a credit check fee. They're going to check your credit before they lease the apartment to you, depending on how much they value the property, how much, you know, the size of the neighborhood, right? The credit check generally happens more inside of like big cities than it does sort of, you know, in the rural areas where everybody's sort of more familiar with everybody, but that's a practical example of when that type of a system kicks in.
I guess that's my point. In a world that we'd love to be in without the government and the courts,
yeah,
there would be private companies stepping up along that line to provide that service because I think it would be useful.
Yeah.
Useful for big purchases. That's all I'm saying. It's not a day-to-day thing.
I might be controversial here in this room saying this, but I'm not necessarily against having a social credit score.
I guess it depends what it's used for,
as long as it's not mandated by the government.
The problem with your reputation rating is you don't get to determine it anyway.
Sure you do, by your actions.
That's okay, but other people can still affect your social credit score.
Sure.
Right, through no fault of your own, right?
I mean, I don't know. Like,
we're in the middle of cancel culture.
Have you ever...
That's a social credit score.
Say one wrong thing.
One wrong thing and you're done.
Have you ever gone to Yelp?
Yeah.
To look up a place that you're going
to,
right? So, I mean, I see something like that. So, you know, every now and again, sure, there's going to be somebody that you've had a poor interaction with, or they think you had a poor interaction with, and they're going to, you know, give you a lower rating, or like an IMDb, or like, you know, okay, some people made this show, this movie. You know, this guy thinks it sucks and rated it a 1, but the other people rated it like a 7.5, so I think I'm going to check it out. So if I were doing that to a person, let's say James, who's calling us from Michigan tonight, was like a person, I'm like, I don't know if I should do business with this guy. I would go to whatever this reputation agency or my reputation provider and be like, hey,
sure,
can you look up James in Michigan? And I'm trying to do a deal with him. You know, what does it say? And they're like, oh, he comes back as a 7.5. I think I'll do some business with James. But if it comes back as like a 2, I'd be like, James, dude, sorry, man.
But is it a legitimate 2? Or is it a manufactured 2 because he pissed off the wrong guy in Michigan who was undue social influence?
Well, in theory, it would be specific to the type of transaction that we're trying to do.
So even more complicated.
Right? In theory, right? So
you have a social credit score for the deli. You have a social credit score for the bar.
And I don't want to call it a social credit score for the bookstore. I want to call it a reputation score.
Whatever.
Because it's calling it social credit is just a horrible phrasing.
Semantical
at this
point. Yeah, it kind of
got ruined.
Whereas reputation is a much more solid, concrete word, right? Because
because you're talking about what other people that you have done business with, your family, your friends, et cetera, and so on, your former employers, if you're an employer yourself, how fair you are to your employees, all that kind of stuff is taken into account.
If you think about it.
If you farm it out to China and they put a whole bunch of people to bump up your reputation score for a few bucks.
But if you think about it, 100 years ago, everyone in town worked on a reputation score.
Right.
I get it. And when you left town, it didn't follow you.
Reputable.
And when you left town, it didn't follow you. No, that's my point.
I beg to differ.
Well,
it didn't follow you.
You can look up someone. You can do a background check on people.
Yes.
I mean, I've done background checks on people before. You pay. Most of them you don't even have to pay. If you want a good one, you pay like $10. And for that, that's more criminal stuff. So you can see if they've ever murdered someone or, you know, whatever. But if you build on that a little bit more, you can see criminal and maybe some other things.
So you're about to do a yoga class, 20 people. You're going to run 20 background checks.
Well, not for stuff like that, because I don't care. Like, that would be a situation where I wouldn't need to know.
Yeah.
You know?
But if she were going into business with a yoga partner and wanted to and make sure that the partner she was going to invest into her yoga business with was on the up and up and legit and had a reputation for following through on their agreements, and she might deploy that.
And he paid for that.
And to your point,
the score.
And
she goes
into
business and gets screwed.
To your point, Richie Rich, about the reputation not following, I beg to differ. Even in the Old West, people would move from town to town, and the baddest of the bad would have their reputation following. They're like, oh, that's old Billy over there.
The baddest of the bad.
You know.
Sure. Maybe.
So the reputation does
the
follow.
The dude with the wanted poster with his name on it.
And just because people didn't have social media doesn't mean that their reputation didn't follow them.
Okay. You're saying the people checked on you. Like, we're going to call all the captain's friends in Seattle to see if we were going to hang out with them.
It's possible.
Nobody did that.
James?
I guess my point is, I would much rather that system than having to go to a government court and fight with my old business partner in a legal battle that's never going to come to any conclusion.
Amen to that, James. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh on this or anything else, really. And again, it depends on the person.
I'm going
to
message all of Captain's Mutuals. On the old Facebook there to see, is this guy really who he says he is?
Is that really worth your time?
No.
Are we even in a position where you and I are going to do business or anything?
No.
Okay. Well, then waste your time if you want to.
I'm not going to.
I'm confident in my reputation.
Okay.
So.
That's fine.
Investigate away.
I'm not going to. And I don't think most people are going to.
Make sure you bring your results to next week's show.
No.
603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up, including Demolition Man as Prophecy?
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. You can find out all about us over at freetalklive.com, including our archives that go back, well, a really long time. The show's been around for a couple of decades now, I guess.
So, almost 20, apparently.
It's coming up. It's coming up. Oddly enough, the 20th anniversary, I believe Mr. Freeman mentioned this last night on the show, will coincide with his trial date for the Crypto 6.
Imagine how young Mark looked when they first started this.
It is Sunday, and I do want to mention, I've been sort of pimping the show, The Anarchists. I'm receiving no compensation at all. I just think it's interesting. Those people put on Anarchapulco, and reasonably successful, you know, sort of coming together of people who have the voluntary mindset, whether they're libertarians, they're anarchists, they're voluntarists, or just freedom-loving people. They successfully put on and continue to do so. I looked at their website today. It looks like there's a 2023 going to go on, so that it will continue to go. But it is an HBO documentary called The Anarchists. The biggest knock against it from the critics is that it doesn't paint anarchy in a positive light. And it's like, it's not called anarchy. It's called The Anarchists. It's about people. People, of course, have different personalities and interact differently and have different values than other individuals. So it is a documentary about the individuals, not about the philosophy.
Can I give one quick critique since I'm caught up as well?
As you want to.
Way too much time spent on the John and Lily situation.
Well, they're the central characters to the...
They are the central... Yeah. How did that happen? Are they the anarchists that were supposed to be like?
Well, it's the drama. That's a TV show, you know.
That's where the story, right. It has to be entertaining first.
That's
normal people, too, not just like us who are actually interested in anarchy and liberty and these concepts. If normies have to, and I hate using that word, but I'm going to.
Muggles.
You know, muggles have to think it's funny, too, and they love, you know, reality TV. So all it has to appeal to that group a little bit as well.
And it certainly has all of those elements. I mean, one of my I guess, in one of my reviews that I posted on it, I was like, it has all of the things that every other successful HBO documentary has. It has characters, it has, you know, a little bit of infighting going on, and this person doesn't necessarily like that person for these reasons, and, well, these people help those people, but not these people, or they tried to help everybody and are trying to be everybody's friends, but this person hates that person, or whatever, right?
So now we need a spinoff, The Wives of Anarchapulco.
The Real Lives of Anarchapulco. I mean, who knows? What I am very happy about, though, is that, near as I can tell, having this particular program is historical to the philosophies of voluntarism and anarchism, because never before, to my knowledge, has there been something this mainstream that features the philosophies, albeit surrounding character stories and events that happened at Anarchapulco.
Well, and I do really appreciate that, because it's at least introducing normal people or status to these concepts. And I do think they do a relatively good job of explaining some of these concepts and voluntarism and, you know, what ANCAP means and these different ideals that people just don't hear in day-to-day life unless you are a libertarian.
So the sixth and final episode of that airs tonight at, I believe, 10 p.m. Eastern. So whenever this show, this radio show you're listening to here at Free Talk Live ends, that will be broadcast over on HBO Max. We'll, of course, be doing our viewing here in Keene as
the
we do
pirated
on the
version
on the Mondays. So over at the Bitcoin Embassy. What better location, I think, to have a viewing party than the Bitcoin Embassy? Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. We've got Gwyneth calling from Australia. Gwyneth, can you hear me?
Hello there. How are you today?
We're good. You're live on the radio here at Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Okay. There's a fellow, and a number of years ago, he made this quote, which is quite interesting. His name is called Henry Kissinger.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he's everybody's favorite person, and I'm being sarcastic, of course. but he said, if you control the food, you control the people. And if you control the money, then you control nations.
Right.
Now, we all need to get to producing our own food.
Oh, I agree 100%.
If we don't, we will never be free.
No.
We will never be free. And that is one area that right now is being attacked like you would not believe. There's people out there who are getting thousands of dollars for fines for planting some carrots and tomatoes in their front yard.
Yeah,
and
is that happening in Australia? Because I know we've covered things like this happening here on Free Talk Live, where, you know, somebody decides to make their front yard of their house into a garden instead of a lawn, and the local authorities come and, you know, tell them, you know, got to tear it up or got to, you know, do some, you know, pay some fines or whatever, that kind of thing. Is that also happening in Australia?
I don't know if it's happening here. I haven't heard of it happening here, but for people who are in that situation where the local municipality is going to come down hard on them if they, put in a formal vegetable patch, there is another way, okay? And that is there's a lot of ornamental garden plants, and now I need to put a caveat here. You need to do your research, because some of these some garden plants will kill you.
Yeah, true.
Some ornamental garden plants will kill
especially
you.
Especially in Australia.
But some of them are very edible. Some of them are actually in the native climates where they, you know, in the places where they come from initially, they are actually food staples.
Yep.
And a few that immediately spring to mind are canna lilies. That's Canna edulis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's a beautiful ornamental garden flower, and has an edible rhizome. It has an edible root.
Oh, nice!
And there's a it's also known as the arrowroot plant. It's where you get arrowroot flour from, and arrowroot flour is arrowroots are cultivated on a commercial basis to make arrowroot flour. That's where it comes from. And so there's thousands and thousands of acres of canna lilies, and they're planted as an agricultural crop. But then you get the garden ornamental variety that doesn't have quite such a big root,
okay. But
the root's still there, it's still quite substantial, and it's still edible.
That's awesome.
It's the same species.
Gwyneth, what about, I fully support people, you know, gardening. Even if you are an apartment dweller, you can do things like container gardening. You know, at least you don't have to get all of your groceries from your own personal garden, but at least supplement yourself with something that you grow yourself. How do people check out of, you know, the government systems of money? What is your advice there?
Long term, I think if we have a full grid down, then cryptocurrencies are going to be a problem and it's going to go to barter.
Mm-hmm.
But if people want to use cryptocurrencies, I've used cryptocurrencies in the past,
mm-hmm.
and that's probably the best alternative in the meantime while we still have something resembling a grid. But people have to be aware that if we go to a full grid down, there is going to be no internet.
Gwyneth, have you heard of goldbacks?
I have. That is another thing that I think is going to come to prominence.
I think so too.
People actually using gold and silver in all sorts of forms, everything from goldbacks to nuggets.
Yep. In fact, I paid for my dinner tonight. I paid for my dinner tonight with goldbacks. There's several places here in town that the local activist community has gotten on board with accepting both the goldbacks as well as cryptocurrency. So we live a little bit in the future here in Keene, New Hampshire with that regard.
I've gone back to wanting a lawn instead of a garden.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
You like doing somersaults and cartwheels? Or?
No, because historically, the lawn is a flex that I don't need to use my property for food production. I am wealthy enough that my food needs are taken care of, that I can waste all this land on useless grass.
And water.
Right. And I would rather have that level of wealth
while
you guys are toiling at the soil.
Yeah, but what if the apocalypse happens and we're already talking about food shortages? I mean, I
got it.
Hey, Gwyneth, but if
thank
I have
you
that level
so
of
much
wealth,
for the call.
We appreciate it.
Food
feel free to call us between 7 and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you for calling from Australia. So, wait a minute, Richie Rich. If I'm hearing you right, you're saying that as a midlife crisis, instead of, like, I don't know, buying a motorcycle or something, you're like, I'm just going to forego the garden and have a lawn?
I'm not saying as a midlife crisis. I'm saying wealthy enough to be able to do that.
More Free Talk Live is coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.